In December of 1972, the crew of the Apollo 17 mission nabbed the planetary tourist picture of all time, called the Blue Marble Earth. It's Earth from a distance as a perfect, fully illuminated sphere. If you close your eyes, you can probably see that image. It's one of the most widely distributed images in history. Since then, there hasn't been a spacecraft far enough away from home to take another whole Earth selfie. There have been composite images assembled by NASA, but just last month, the NASA Discover satellite was able to capture another whole Earth picture for the first time since 1972. Dr. Mae Jemison is a former astronaut on the Endeavour shuttle and a current principal of the 100-year Starship project. Dr. Jemison says the image Discover has given us is way beyond what she experienced in the space shuttle.
In the shuttle, we actually are bound for anywhere from 250 to 300 miles above the Earth's surface. And what you're actually looking at is you see this hemisphere. And what strikes me about it is that the Earth almost seems to iridesce from within. It just glows, and there's this incredible glistening land and water. And it makes you know that you're connected to the rest of the universe. At least that's what it did for me.
There's something about that blue marble picture that's both living and familiar and also very vulnerable. Do you think NASA Discover has captured that once again?
Well, you know, for me, I never see it as vulnerable. I actually see it as very empowering because, again, it seems that connection is there. I think the NASA Discover picture shows us that we're even more a part of this universe because it shows our moon-Earth system. There are not a lot of rest stops between here and the next planet or the next star. And, of course, the next galaxy is something we don't even think about right now going to, even though I'm working on 100-year Starship. We're just trying to figure out how we can get tens of light years away.
And we're also trying to figure out how to get ourselves together here on this planet. What do you think the principal contribution of this image is to help us all feel more together?
Well, I hope what these images show are that we actually have a home that we share. It's a home that we can't separate out. And as you said, any possible other home is very, very far away. So we actually have to figure out how to be Earthlings. That is that we know we have a common origin and a common destiny. And how do we make it the best?
Since we spoke last, there have been a couple of movie representations of what interstellar travel might be like. How do they stack up to the work that you're doing, and what's next for the 100-year Starship?
Well, 100-year Starship is about making sure we have the capabilities to get humans to another star system within the next 100 years. And what I'm always struck by with the movies about interstellar space, they always have these incredible miracle happens here moments constantly, whether it's, you know, a wormhole appears somewhere or there's warp drive. What we need to do right now is just to get to relativistic speeds. We just need to learn how to do sustainable ecosystems and ecologies. All of those things make a really big difference to life here on Earth. And what we're interested in is the impact of the technology to actually find definitively another planet that could sustain our life, because it would change the game in so many ways. It's a technological game changer, and I think it's a philosophical game changer.
On the awe factor, has NASA Discover upgraded the blue marble picture with its picture of the Earth system?
Well, I think that awe factor is pretty good on Discover. You know, nowadays we're getting more and more pictures like this. They're pictures that show the Earth and the Moon from the surface of Mars. So we're part of a much bigger universe. And I think as we learn that, we'll start to appreciate one another more.
Astronaut Dr. Mae Jemison is a former astronaut from the Endeavour shuttle mission, a current principal of the 100-year Starship project. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
To see the blue marble photos from 1972 and from the NASA Discover today, just visit thetakeaway.org.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.